So I thought we would do a short meditation, just to show you how hard it is. There's two purposes of this. One is to show you how funny it is, really, that it's so hard to just stay present even for a short period of time. The other is, though, that you will be present for moments, maybe longer, maybe even quite a long time. But don't be surprised if it's just a few seconds here and there. But in doing this meditation, which is going to be one of listening, in doing it, it's also introducing you to your own open awareness of your mind, introducing you to actually the space that already exists in your mind, that you can already tune into. And it's available to us all the time. Each time we really see something without a lot of talking to ourselves about it, each time we taste something, smell something, we know that experience, you know, occasionally a sight. Sometimes it's something like the first flower in the spring, or a surprise view out a window, or something that just delights us. Someone suddenly gets up and starts dancing, and you're just like, wow. But different things in your experience, you have this direct experience. And what is experiencing? That's your wisdom. That's the space that always exists in your mind, the ability to just have a direct perception. And also when you love somebody, just that feeling of love or connection from the heart, that's your, we call Buddha nature or basic goodness, that ability to appreciate, very fundamental. And so in this exercise, we try to just listen. This is introducing us to, first of all, that it's not so easy to stay present, and secondly, that sometimes we are present, and that is our basic wisdom, our basic openness, our basic goodness that's connecting with the sound or the sight or the heart